Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Adam Habib, who's president and advisor to the board at Amur Minerals. How are you today, Adam?
Very good, Zach. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just looking at your RNSs and your updates to the market over recent months, you've been with the company about what, sort of 6-7 months, and you've done everything that you said you would, but so far the share price hasn't really responded. It's roughly where it was, or a little bit higher than it was just before you joined. Is it a case that the market hasn't quite understood what your strategy is with Amur at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, that might well be the case, Zach. I mean, obviously we've tried to explain it, but it's often quite difficult. So you know, if I can reiterate, you know, we've obviously made this investment in Nathan River Resources, and that investment is there to drive income into our company. And should Nathan River Resources hit its targets, it's going to be a significant income stream for Amur.
In terms of what you actually did, let's say you put in what, $4-5 million or something like that into the project. You're getting a coupon on that as well. But the project, once it's up and running, it'll start. I think the deliveries will start later this month. But once it's up and running fully, that $4 or $5 million could give you an income of up to $100 million a year, depending on where the iron ore price is. So that is quite a lot of money for a 10-20 million pound market cap company.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's a long way to go before Nathan River Resources gets there, and obviously there's quite a bit of work for it to do. But in theory, yes, our 19% could have a revenue value of $100 million if the iron ore price, you know, stays strong and, you know, they're able to execute their plan, which is to get to 4 to 5 million tonnes per annum in about 3 years' time. So, yes, in theory, all of that is correct.
Right, and so let's say by this time next year you're getting something like the 100 million or a large amount of cash coming in. That is going in to help develop the Kunmani project in Russia, and the more of that comes in, the easier it will be for you to develop and raise capital for that project.
No, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's really important that you have a big revenue line if you are going to go out and try and raise $500-600 million to get Kunmani into production. And given the timing of the work that we're doing on Kunmani, you know, in about 2 years' time, we're going to need a significant cash flow. And it is our hopes and our intent that Nathan River Resources provides us with a very significant cash flow at that point in time, so that we can go out to lenders and we can go out to other investors and certainly execute the plan of bringing Kunmani into production. Right. And that is why we've done the NRR investment.
Right. And you've been in the market, it obviously doesn't look it, but you've been in the market for many decades now. Is this a typical kind of deal that you want people that would do, obviously if they could ideally, in order to fund a big project?
I mean, I think we're, you know, as always, you work hard to find the right opportunities. These opportunities, you know, don't come around all the time. But when you do get them, it's very important that you look at them strategically, put them into your portfolio, because it's a real advantage. So there are many, many companies like Amur, listed companies looking for long-term projects to come into fruition. Very few of them have something that is immediately producing, that gives them a significant cash flow in the near future, that will allow them to execute their strategy of bringing this big opportunity to market. In our case, obviously, it's Kunmani and it's nickel sulfide. But, you know, having something like this enables Amur to execute its long-term strategy. And without it, it would be very, very difficult for a company to go out and raise the type of money that they're going to need to raise for Kunmani.
And on that note, is it, you know, with that kind of backing from NRR, in your view and with your experience, do you think that it would be relatively straightforward as far as the process of raising money for Kunmani?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it makes it a lot easier. So when you have a significant cash flow coming into your organization, you know, banks obviously are very keen to lend, and other equity investors can see that you've been successful in creating value, and that basically convinces them to invest in your stock, raise money for you to execute your strategy. So it's all reinforcing the long-term goal of getting Print Money up and running.
And would, is it the case, ironically, if NRR was Amor's only investment, maybe the market would have appreciated it rather more?
That could well be the case. I mean, you know, obviously the market's very skeptical, perhaps quite rightly, in terms of, you know, what people say they're doing and what they actually achieve. But I think that once, you know, the ore starts shipping out of NRR, I'm really hopeful that people realize we are serious. NRR is serious. They are a proper organization. They're owned by some very significant, very, you know, experienced commodities players. And that, you know, obviously with the involvement of Glencore as the off-taker, you know, we've got a real team for success in NRR, which will feed into the success for Kuhn Mani. And that's, you know, that is what it's all about. And you build your long-term execution by taking the first steps correctly.
Adam Habib, President and Advisor to the Board of Amor Minerals, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.